rebuked. One Sunday in 1999, the Holy Spirit took me to the front of the sanctuary in front of the worship team, and I joyfully began dancing and singing. Suddenly, the pastor appeared before me and he rebuked the dance. The pastor grabbed my arm and took me back to my seat. I began to cry because I knew he was hurting my Lord, but I was not ashamed or angry about what he did to me. Nonetheless, I felt very bad for my pastor because it was the enemy that did it to him. The dance I do during times of worship is not an ordinary dance. Because the Lord had worked with my body and hands for so many months, great power was built up within me, and the Lord directed each and every movement of my dancing. When I dance, I don't move my own hands, but the Holy Spirit moves them for me. I never try to stop my hands on my own. I let the Holy Spirit stop them. Each step and movement is executed 7 times, and I could never make these moves on my own. The Holy Spirit guides each part. It is for this reason that I go to church at least 30 minutes before worship begins, and I also pray 2 hours or more before I go to church by the Lord's direction. Then, every Monday, the Lord takes me to the beach in my transformed body, and after we talk, I kneel before Him. Following this, I dance before Him with a heavenly song. It is the same dance that He requires of me during church services. Dancing, therefore, has become very important to the Lord, and I know it is part of the ministry He has given. There is so much power in my body, and after the dance, I have no strength and I can hardly stand. After I was rebuked, I went home and talked with the Lord. I learned that He was very unhappy with my pastor. He said,
"He didn't believe you because the devil got to him. He quenched my Holy Spirit. You must never return to that church."
For almost 1 month, I had been dancing in front of the church, and the Lord had planned many blessings for that church. The devil ruined it.
Only about 20% of churches are putting me first. The rest of them are worrying about what people say and how much money they will have. Many churches are not concerned about reaching out to lost souls at all. That is the most important thing to me. I must tell you, daughter, that many pastors will go into the valleys I showed you. Then their congregations will follow. Any pastor who mistreats my special anointed servants and my prophets will not be blessed. But someone with a special blessing from me can bring blessing to an entire church. You must put all this in your book, Chunam.
I begged the Lord not to require this of me because I was worried about the effect it would have on the pastor. But the Lord reminded me that I needed to obey Him at all times. He pointed out that He wants other churches to know these things as well. The pastor is a very anointed and loving person, but he doubted me because Satan came between him and me. We had been attending that church for more than 4 years and had missed only one Sunday service because of a heavy snowfall. My ministry at the church had been in the form of intercessory prayer, and my husband contributed a great deal of work to the building program. Roger was also the head usher, and we truly loved the pastor and church very much, but one day's experience changed everything.